This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Rotatoes, it's time for another episode. It's the beginning of the finale of Arc 9, which means next arc you get Zach back as your GM. Speaking of Zach, we are currently wrapping up the story in Amalur as we speak over on the Patreon. That is right, Arc 14 will be the last arc set in Amalur before we jet off on a brand new campaign and a brand new adventure. So if there's ever a time to join the Patreon, now would be that time, because not only are we doing that, but we're also offering up 50% off your first month subscription to one of our two tiers. That's right, we also have a new tier as well. Very exciting stuff. So if you want 50% off and find out what's happening with that new tier and all the goodies you get with that, then go ahead and check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon, link in the description below. Take it away, past me. Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes Podcast, everyone. I am Jasper William Cartwright, and to my left, that's right, I'm mixing it up.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
I'm Zach Oyama. I'm really thrown off. What'd you have for breakfast?
I actually had home state tacos.
Okay.
Which I had quite a lot of.
Yeah, they're all over LA, and
they really are.
They're delicious.
Yes, but I had the Trinity and it changed my life. It was really great. And also to my left, but slightly further away, we have returning...
It's Devin Field.
Nice.
Did I do that right?
You did.
A little scary to visualize.
Yeah.
The wind up low
creep into the mic.
Visually, it was a lot, I think, in audio terms, perfect.
Listeners couldn't see how I alpha'd that intro.
Really? The mic is a trembling.
Uh-huh. The way you alpha'd, you're just sort of turtlenecking towards.
Yeah, that's real alpha shit.
Slightly further away from me on my right, I have...
Phoebe Kalis. Now, my question is, every time I say a line, I've been sort of jingling this hat around for change, for people to sort of give me change for the jokes that I'm telling that I set up last episode, and I'm just curious, why haven't any of you...
We just tend to pay people after the episode.
Yeah, I was told it was kind of like a flat rate and you weren't able to accept.
Yeah, right, but it's just sort of like a tip.
Zach's getting some.
Wow, $500.
Oh, thank you so much. That's actually my dice bag. Oh, right.
I guess I gave Jasper a dollar.
Oh, great. I did forget my dice, and so I am using
You didn't forget your knitting tools, which we'll have to document.
Wow.
Then you got to blur my eyes out like this.
You have to censor my face. You expected quite a lot of downtime during these two episodes?
Well, I didn't know, you know?
Sure,
I wanted to talk in between.
Vic finds my DMing style quite dull, so yeah. Okay.
Well, that's it. I just sort of, I say, I'm here to talk, and if I'm not talking, then I'm knitting.
Well, and you're listening to another podcast, right?
Yes, yeah. You're also
really wanted to catch up on the Rogan experience.
It's hard to tell because you have that sort of airplane pillow where you have your arms in the hole in the center.
Those are good.
Putting a hump in your neck.
Yeah, just down.
Well, so I could take a little nap.
Sort of good. Head igloo.
Well, I'm going to let Vic go back to the nap.
Thank you.
And last but not least, we have...
Hey, everybody. I'm Rashawn, and people say I'm pretty rad.
Whoa.
They do, actually.
I didn't know we could say what people say about us.
I have also, we're now passing the dollar around.
Best Rashawn, intro yep, goes to right Rashawn.
So he takes it. Yeah, of course.
I'll give it back.
Yeah, don't do it.
Give it back?
Yeah. Welcome, everyone. Final episode of Arc 9.
Wow.
Okay, this dollar's going to be a distraction, so I'm going to take it away.
Great.
I'm going to be teacher now.
Wow.
Okay? Just like us at high school.
Very British Empire.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I feel bad now.
Yeah. What are you going to put that dollar in?
I didn't take the money away from the British Museum. Okay.
With all your other stolen goods.
Yeah. Oof, okay.
Yeah, good thing we've never done that in America.
No,
freaking
right.
out, bud. I'm sorry. It was hilarious what I had done.
It's fine. My ancestors stole from my other ancestors. Okay, it's fine.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's think about that as we get into this next episode.
Really, we should. We really think we should. Before I spiral thinking about how both sides of my ancestors are disappointed that I exist. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really good. Okay.
Sure, sure.
Wow.
Duality of man.
Four of arc nine, episode four. Wow, what a ride this has been. Thank you so much.
What a ride we've all been on this whole time.
This whole time.
It's been so crazy to bond with all of you.
I feel like we've all gotten really close.
Yeah, across all four episodes, absolutely.
Yeah. Devin, a little peek behind the screen here. Devin's actually been here since episode one. Uh-huh. I just took a real long time introducing.
Yeah, yeah. I've just been pacing in the corner listening to Lose Yourself.
You keep asking for my knitting, and I keep saying no.
Just
the instrumental.
Just to get into character, really. It's the playlist for Rufus Cutler is the instrumental. We'll be dropping that playlist.
Yeah, check my Spotify for the Rufus Cutler bump up playlist.
The one song.
Yeah.
Seven tracks of the piano version of Lose Yourself.
It's that, and then it's Marilyn Manson's Beautiful People over and over and over.
Perfect. Well, with that, I'm so Finn. As you're in this large hangar with these big kind of steel beams going across the top and this really kind of like stark lighting in here, you can see one of these students all lined up in these perfectly neat rows, seemingly kind of frozen in this strange picturesque poses. You see that one of these students looks at you, the eyes move, and there is some psych sort of tears welling up in the eyes, and you just hear, "Quickly, stand behind me."
What?
Quickly, he's coming.
Mind you?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Do
okay.
Do a pose.
Okay.
So if you could just describe that for everyone at home, what that superhero pose is.
So Finn, Finn does like those prayer hands, mm-hmm. sort of like so picture it's a pageant, right? Okay. Like a beauty pageant, like beauty pageant, and it's that pose where he's gone to sleep or something. Yeah, like he's gone to sleep, but then his eyes are sort of looking up at the heavens, and it's like it's for the photo portion of the pageant.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, we'll make that. The artwork.
And he's like a soft glow filter, maybe like a, you know, when you go to the BNI to get those like bad high school photos.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Like the first communion photos, mm-hmm. almost, where it's like prayer hands, but against
Christian seers.
Christian seers.
Nice. As you get into this position, I need you to roll me a deception check with advantage.
Okay. 15, 16, 17.
17, okay, perfect. As this happens, you see these doors slide up again as two students come in, and they have like one of those trolleys, you know, with the little kind of wheels on them and a little platform. You know, like you'd carry boxes around where you kind of scoot them underneath. And on these trolleys, you see there are students posed, and they kind of get wheeled in, and they get taken over to like a gap, and they kind of get put in place, and then they wheel out and sort of come back. And this happens for like a couple of minutes as just like some more students are getting brought through into this hangar. And truly, you can't tell just how far this goes. You watch Rufus as the principal starts to wrap up this little speech.
Vice principal?
Vice principal, sorry. Yes, thank you. Good, important clarification. Principal DJ is not here.
Okay, well, tomorrow is a very big day for all of us. So go and get some rest. And remember, it's about drive, it's about power.
As soon as he says it's about drive, it's about power, you see all the students stand up, strike a pose, and freeze. And then as they do that, you see these two other students come in and start, like, hitching them onto these little trolleys and carting them out. And that sort of slowly starts to happen. He now flies over to you, Rufus, and says, "So, about this baby."
And I'm standing doing double finger guns frozen also, because just out of peer pressure of everyone freezing, sure. I went ahead and froze. Just to...
Vice Principal Wolfgang turns around to his assistant and says, "Mildred, did we accidentally get Rufus as well? I don't know.
Oh, gosh, let me look at my ledger.
Did you take his picture?
Oh, you know, we didn't do his teacher paperwork. We did his student paperwork. Hey, so he's in the system.
I don't know. Everyone froze. I didn't know if this was a flash mob
situation. Sorry, I thought we'd accidentally got you with the old portrait. You know, the old senior
picture. No, I don't know
picture.
What that is, and I don't have any follow up questions about it.
Okay, good. Yeah, of course. Why would you? Why would you? Listen, there's actually a staff due tonight. I'm heading over there now. Oh. If you want to join, you're welcome to. But I just lock up once you're done doing your, filling out your paperwork from Spanish class. Good job today. You really put those students in line. And
thank you.
It was impressive.
I appreciate you understanding my vision. I'll probably just hang out here until I'm fully dilated or whatever, and then I'll go to the hospital and get birth.
I truly don't know how to handle this situation, and my assistant here has told me that it is actively bad if I try to get involved in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to leave and go to the staff party, but it's been a pleasure. Anyway, we don't know if I told you, but we are marching on Kakura tomorrow. We're going to take the students. Yes, we're going to take over the city. It's sort of like a trial run.
Great.
To see if we can, start our ascension to world domination. Restore the Valai Empire to its former glory.
I hear that.
Maybe you just fill out that paperwork while you're getting dilated and just get that back to me before.
Yes, that's just.
Is that an end of day situation?
Friday.
It's just an addition to the
it's
NBA.
It's Friday. And it's 4:30.
Sorry. That's on me.
We have to get that in before the weekend. And
I hear you.
That's just an addition to the NDA that you already signed, obviously about the
right plan.
So you can't tell anyone.
You guys are thorough. I like it.
Well, we run a tight ship. We try. We really do. We really do try.
Yes, indeed.
So will we see you at the start? No, you're having a baby.
I don't know if I'll make it. I might be giving birth to my baby.
Yeah, okay.
But if I'm not, I'll be there,
when
man.
When you're done.
You seem so friendly.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm having fun.
Scoot on over, I guess.
Yes, I will.
Great.
I'll bring my marching boots tomorrow.
Excellent. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a good idea. If we got marching boots. No, most of them can fly. It'll be fine. We don't need marching boots.
Yeah, and washing all those boots, that's going to be annoying. You don't want to get them dirty.
You'll be fine doing that, won't you, Mildred?
You know, I'm kind of a broad strokes person.
Absolutely. That's why I hired you. Broad strokes. Love it. Okay, Mildred, anyway, make sure you close up when all this is done and fill out that paperwork. And that'd be great. Okay, see you on Monday.
See you. Have a great weekend.
Great, we'll do. I'm going to go to the staff party now. Okay, bye. Bye-bye. Ta-ta. Vice Principal Wolfgang, I absolutely love the fact that you've assumed
the period at the end of Have a Great Weekend.
It's 4:45 on a Friday.
Great, I got to go.
Yeah. Clocking out.
Okay, Vice Principal Wolfgang is then going to fly out of the room, and you'll be left with Mildred and these other two students that are kind of like picking up the students and wheeling them out and back into the hangar area. So what would you like to do, Rufus?
Rufus is going to, I think, look around, and I think Rufus sees a bit of a kindred spirit in Mildred. So he's going to try to maybe help out with this situation and maybe see if he can learn any more by following along.
You're gonna wheel some of the students into the hangar.
Mm-hmm, that's hey, do you need any help with this task? I know you're trying to get out of here. I'm trying to get out of here.
Oh my gosh, I would just love a little bit of help. You go ahead and push the cart.
Okay, great.
And on my checklist, I'm just gonna mark off that we got everybody here.
Yeah, okay.
I'm seeing Meteor Boy. Is he there? Do you see him on
Meteor
the pile?
Meteor Boy.
He's kind of doing a thumbs up sort of pose.
Is that Meteor or Meatier?
The latter.
He's meatier? Meatier than others?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I see him now.
You see there is a boy who has a cap on, a little coiled spring, and at the end of the coiled spring is like a big meatball that kind of is still wobbling a little bit.
Yeah, this guy. He's there, okay.
Right, we need him to march tomorrow, so he's good.
Okay, good.
We're also looking for an electricity woman.
Electricity woman, and I assume both of those are spelled.
She's just
normal.
Really charming.
Okay. Yep. There she is. What a smile on her.
She's very engaging.
Yeah. Wow.
Even frozen.
It's true. You can see the personality. It's crazy. So, so what? We just take these people somewhere else?
Yeah, we're gonna go down this hallway into this elevator.
Great.
Excuse me, I've got to punch in my code. I don't want anybody to see.
Okay, I won't look.
Beep, boop, bop, bop. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Your personal code.
Just go. Personal code.
Across. We take them all the way down, and then we just sort them, make sure everybody's with their groups, and just everyone's ready for the march on tomorrow.
Yeah, totally. So this march, he makes you wash the boots, huh?
Ugh, it's the part of my job that I don't
that's
like.
Crazy.
I know. I got a degree in kind of administrative sort of stuff. I'm kind of a clerical gal. So doing kind of Gosh, domestic tasks. It's really not for me.
Hey, me neither. I didn't get a formal degree per se, but I got kind of an informal degree from the School of Life and the School of Combat. warrior. Bit of a warrior by trade, of course. I don't have to tell you about all the fighting that's gone on at Fort Cutler.
Sure.
You know. So.
I'm not super familiar, but it led you to be here.
Certainly
did. In this place at 4:55 p.m.
Yeah, getting late.
I think as this conversation is happening, you're wheeling the students into the hangar now, and you can overhear this conversation now happening.
This place is crazy.
Yeah, check it out. Echo!
Echo.
Oh, wow.
Echo.
Huh. What was that? Did you hear something?
It is 4:58.
I understand. We'll keep it moving.
Mildred heads off, clocking out for the day.
Goodbye.
She puts the she puts everything down on the cart and just disappears.
Yeah. Well,
I think, Mildred.
She is
Mildred, like, clicks her fingers and literally just turns invisible, and you can just hear, like,
have a good weekend.
Thank you. I think she and I had a real connection. Later tonight, when I'm alone in my classroom, I'm going to look up Mildred's address in the
Are
staff
you sleeping
directory.
Sleeping in the classroom?
What was that? Who is that? Who said that?
Me. Are you sleeping in your
God.
Classroom?
You could hear what?
Are you sleeping in your classroom?
Yes, I sleep in the classroom. Where am I going to sleep?
This is your first day. Where were you sleeping before this?
I was sleeping in the ship.
Okay, we don't have time. We don't have time. These are students.
Who are?
The superheroes here, they're students.
No, I know. I saw upstairs. They all froze all of a sudden, and then we brought them down here.
They just froze all of a sudden?
He said something about power and drive and...
yeah, that's the school motto. Hey, Mark?
Marching on the city and taking over the
hello,
world or
something. Yes.
Can you get in these other guys' heads and see if you can hear anything?
Can I get in their heads?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I could try, I guess. Hold on, give me a second. About 20 students in like a sort of perfect circle from you just start screaming.
Okay, maybe stop. We can get out of there.
Okay, so if Rufus didn't handle it well, these guys really didn't take well to it. It's not good in there. It's sort of a storm of emotions, feelings, and someone sort of, you know, suppressing. It's a sort of very suppressive feeling in there. It's not
teenagers, am I right?
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to me now?
Well, I thought maybe we had a thing going on.
Well, who are you talking to before?
What? Oh, right.
Rufus in your head again. He goes, don't freak out.
Get the fuck out of there!
Okay,
God,
just
get out
chill out. Put the knife down.
I've got to cut this voice out of my head.
Rufus!
You don't understand what I'm
doing.
I do
understand.
Imagine if you can, for a moment, a voice other than your own inside your own head.
Like
can
your thoughts?
Can you conceive of this?
It's Mark, but your thoughts should be inside your head.
My thoughts are inside my head, but then someone else was inside my head.
Right, that's Mark. He's inside of all of our heads.
I don't care what his name is. I'm going to cut him out with a knife.
You can't cut him out with a knife. He's in this. The orb.
Right. That's right.
Mark is going to attempt to throw his voice inside of your head to make it seem like it's coming from the orb. Is this better?
Hey, I sound pretty good.
I'm outside of your brain.
Hey. I'm sort of getting myself in stereo.
Okay, Rufus.
That's interesting.
Rufus, you have to help me get one of these students out of here.
Why?
Because we've got to try and get one of these students out of here so we can talk to them.
Oh, okay. Why?
Well, okay, so this guy, what do you mean, why?
Well, I don't know what's going on.
What so I guess from these papers, we're learning that what the students are being
jump cut back to the other two upstairs, to Tion and Jin.
Wait. Okay, so the students are being like farmed to be these super students, but they're being used for something bigger. But
who was trying to take over Kagura? Like that's what I don't understand. Like what is this organization that's like they? Of course they want to take over the world, but like why?
What's their beef? Can we
go? What's their freaking beef?
What's their beef? What's their damage?
Roll for beef, I guess?
Yeah, like history.
Beefier?
Yeah.
Can we get a beef check on that?
14? What do you add to beef?
What do you add to beef?
Salt,
history.
Pepper.
Do a little.
History. You got to age
sear
it.
And then a reduction.
Mm-hmm. You got to age it.
Oh, 15 then.
15. I think that one thing that maybe stands out to you in this moment is you do remember Professor Dwight had some like very strong opinions about the Valai and how they were this like very like incredible neutral force, and it sort of it felt very like propaganda-y to you.
Yeah, he had put his own feelings into
it. And so that kind of like springs to mind as a potential connection as to what the kind of vibe is at this school.
Oh, because history was written by...
the winners.
Yeah.
And the Valai won?
Gosh. The Valai won, and I guess this force is upset about that and is trying to like do a redo.
This force is trying... Hold on.
So the army of students is going to fight a war on Kakura because they had lost it before.
Hmm.
So history says that we lost. Bonk that. We're going to try again and win. That's what I believe.
Wow. Okay. This is getting confusing.
Hi. Sorry. I'm still here.
Just... cute little otter. Yeah. I, like, rub your belly. So cute.
Oh, wow. Here's a little pebble.
Whoa!
Crack this oyster on your belly. Wow. Do it.
Wow, look at this. Why do I feel so distracted by this? Ew. Okay. Ooh. I was just wondering, do we want to go and find the others?
We want to head that way.
Okay. Oh, yeah, sure. I just want to double check.
Is there anyone around? I know it's 501.
It's 501? Oh, I think everyone might be punched out by now.
Cool, then we can go through the halls like no problem.
Just like walk around.
I don't know. I mean,
stealth, but like.
Yeah. Okay, sure. It's fine. Sure. Okay, cool. Both roll stealth checks as you sort of.
I think you still have Mark. Cat's Grace. So
it's like, yes.
16 plus 3.
18.
Plus that 5, so.
24 and
yes.
Oh, 18 plus 5, so 23.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, without too much trouble, you find your way to that strange looking machine. Are you gonna stay in the hangar or are you coming out?
Well, I think I'm like, come on, we gotta get a student. Is the student that had talked to me, mm-hmm. Are they back to sort of that like vacant state or are they?
I think their eyes are still moving.
Okay, I'm like, we gotta get him out of here.
This one,
yes, he was talking to me.
Okay. Why just this one and not the rest of them?
Because we can't carry the rest of them.
I mean, I could carry the rest of them.
You could carry 150 students.
We'll just take the one, I guess.
No, if you can carry 150 students, why don't you go ahead and take 150 students? I'll take him, and you take the rest of the students.
Don't do a whole thing. Just...
Am I going to turn out like you, Rufus?
So what if you did? Let's just take this okay, one, all right. Okay?
Finn, I think as you look closer... Coming... coming down off the state of kind
there's
of
no
like
no way to fix him. It's kind of forever.
It's just permanent. As you're sort of coming down off of like the momentary panic that you had, but like being in this room and everything, mm-hmm. You realize this student that had made eye contact with you is none other than Mouse Man.
Shut the fuck up!
Why are you telling me to shut the fuck up? What's happening?
Fuck up.
What's happening inside your head? Explain it to me.
No, hold on. Okay, you don't. Oh my.
Are you crying? Why? Who is this?
Sir.
What's happening?
Sir, can I just say?
Finn, why are you crying?
Can I show you something?
Of course, you're my best friend.
Okay, here we go. Who is somebody who I think about every night before I go to sleep?
Mouse Man.
Thank you, and here he is!
Oh my god.
Sorry, this
sir,
is...
Sir, can I just say to call myself a fan would not be deep enough for the affection in which I hold for you. The utmost regard and respect.
Sort of frozen with a bit of a mouse pose.
Why are you talking to the frozen?
We learned that they're like stuck in this routine in this pattern, so we got to break the pattern to make Mouse Man.
Go ahead, you two roll the intelligence checks or insight if that's slightly better for you. Actually, you can add
15 for me.
7.
That's
insight. Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of key phrase, or there's got to be like a
What's the opposite of
It's about stop. It's about weakness.
It's about park. It's about the opposite of power.
With that intelligence check, both your characters realize that if you were to speak the phrase backwards, it would probably go some way to undoing the.
It's about power. It's about drive.
More backwards.
Power. About.
Everett.
Rufus just lost me.
Everdre.
Drive about its power about its.
As you, as Tion says this, you see Mouse Man goes, Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I'm still carrying this guy.
excuse me. Can Mouse, you put me down, sir?
Yeah, hey. I'll put you down.
Mouse Man, those of us in the know know, Miguel.
Miguel, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Miguel.
Hi, Miguel, pleasure to meet you. What's happening?
How long have you been under? What's the last thing you remember?
Yeah, what's the last thing you remember?
Senior photos. Did I look good?
That was last year.
You looked amazing, but that was last year.
That was what, sorry?
That was last year.
What? Last year?
Rufus.
Is it like New Year's Day or something?
Hi, Miguel. Yeah. I'm Rufus Cutler.
Oh, pleasure to meet you.
You couldn't beat me up if you tried, but try right now. Do it. Fight me.
Hang on.
He's going to roll. He's going to punch you. As he does.
You're about to get gooded.
Let's see. He rolls here.
I don't understand. Okay. The appeal of Mouse Man.
He rolls a natural 20, and just out of reflex, he just sort of open palm strikes you in the chest.
Whoa.
And you go flying through a wall. You take five points of damage.
Oh my god, oh my god!
Wait. This guy's gonna die.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. It's just, you see, I have the strength of a mouse, but if you scale them up, you know...
A huge mouse.
So I'm like a huge mouse. I have the strength of a mouse, but if you scale
them up. Are mice that strong?
Apparently.
No.
Pretty strong.
Don't look at me like that when you say apparently. That's too cocky.
So, Miguel, you don't remember fighting Gigantor?
Gigantor?
Yeah.
Or the cat people?
Whoa, don't mention cat people.
Sorry.
It's a little bit triggering for me, actually.
From your soccer team? Or different cat people?
What? There's cat people on the soccer team now?
Yeah.
Well, we just let anyone in. Jeez.
Whoa.
Miguel. Miguel. Lo siento, bro.
Excuse me?
I said sorry.
Oh.
In Spanish.
I don't speak Spanish. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Help me out of this crumbling wall.
Yeah. You're just picking yourself out.
I'd give you another healing word, but I think you're going to get hurt again.
I'm going to
lay on hands, heal you for 20.
Okay.
I only have 5 left. Okay. He's kind of a lot on this guy.
It's okay. I've taken a lot of hits in the head, a lot of concussions.
I mean, there's going to be a war tomorrow, so we need him.
There's going to be a war tomorrow?
What?
Mouse Man, do you know what you were like tasked to do in your Twilight
things?
Phase?
Things are coming back, not like, you know, in the way that like you might be like watching through a window. You know, and you can kind of hear what's going on. Do you remember?
This guy looks through windows all the time.
Yeah, I've looked through windows.
It's kind of a window perv.
Oh.
In fact, there's a window right over there right now.
That you created with your body.
The two of them immediately, both Miguel and Rufus, are staring out the staring out of the window, kind of almost having like a brood off.
Something
just
in the
really
rain.
Intensely looking. Wow.
Wow.
Did you just start?
Sort of like sad Batman over there.
Oh, sorry.
When I was a young boy, my father.
It's okay.
Okay, cool. It's fine.
Are you singing something? The Beatles song?
No. I don't know what that is.
Sorry. Mouse Man.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's going to be a war tomorrow?
Listen. I think that, you know, the school has some slightly backwards, views on what happened pre-Endless Hold. I remember getting told a lot about how the Valai were in the right, and that if only they had a chance to truly, you know, assume control, none of this would have happened. And so I think they're going to try and recreate it, which is crazy. Like, whoa, okay. I tell you what, this is crazy. So I didn't have mouse powers. Until I got in that machine. That machine
gave the mouse powers?
I had no idea that you were Mouse Man.
Yeah, I wasn't Mouse Man until I got in that machine. But now I remember it was like there was a couple of my classmates that got in it a few too many times and like got a little bit funky. It was cool. You know, like they like one of them turned into an insect. It was so crazy.
An insect.
Yeah, okay. That was a big reaction.
Sorry, I've had some experiences with bugs.
Okay, do you want to share it with the group or what?
No.
Okay, well, why'd you
bring it up? I don't want to share it with anyone as long as I live.
Okay, why'd you bring it up then?
You kind of halted the conversation.
Just to bring it up.
Look, I don't want any attention on me right now, okay? You guys just go on ahead.
Tion just stands in front of Rufus.
Wait, can I ask a question? So, okay, you said that they want to redo the war or whatever.
Mm. Yeah. So they want to, like, restart it, I think.
So, okay, and so who's on what side? Because, hey, Mark.
Hello.
Are you a good guy?
Me?
Yeah.
I would consider myself neutral, really.
Because you're in the vice principal, right?
Me? No. Well, an aspect of the bigger part of me. It's a strange concept.
Mark, you're on with Jen. Listen, hey. I'm intruding in this conversation because I just thought of something. I heard someone, I think we were talking about how people have aspects of gods in them.
Yes.
Is it multiple? It's not just you, right? There's other gods around
that can do
can
that.
Can you feel other? What'd you say?
A little while ago, like 500 or so years ago, these machine creatures, they started invading gods' home planes. And the gods, to try and preserve themselves in some small way without getting, you know, wiped out completely, would travel to the material plane. But in traveling to the material plane, they would have to split themselves into many different pieces to stop themselves from being immediately obliterated because they're not supposed to step foot, you know, on the material plane. And so, you know, a lot of them tend to, you know, try to sort of thought, I'll pick sort of champions and maybe they'll fight and, you know, bring all my aspects back together and I can, you know, reform and retake my home plane. That was my plan originally. Anyway, I think other people probably
can you
thing.
Detect other gods or other aspects of gods?
Yeah, like,
do you feel that around you right now? Are these champions or in these high school students?
If I think about it, yes.
If you, I don't know, if we like got you close to Mouseman Miguel, do you think maybe you could see if there was another god inside of him?
Yeah, let me have a look. Hold on. Miguel, just stay calm, hold still. Sure.
I'm going to put this ball right in your face.
Okay, sure. Okay, that's totally normal, totally. Wow, the god of mice. Look at that. There's an aspect of the god of mice in him. That's incredible.
Wait, hold on. So this machine is putting aspects of gods inside our students?
Color me surprised. That's pretty incredible, right? That's pretty cool. You all should get in the machine and see what happens. That would be really cool, I think.
I mean, do these gods know that their powers are being distributed to randos, kind of?
Well, and Miguel looks at you like, randos?
Sorry.
That felt, you know, it's a just, little pointed, honestly.
I mean, you're amazing. And I'm like, I can't tell you what a fan of Mouse Man I am. But, you know,
thank you.
You
I really appreciate that.
Hey,
is that a Mouse Man backpack?
Oh, no. It's a collector's item.
You want me to sign
anything.
That?
Yes. Sorry?
That's awesome. That's really cool. Okay. I didn't know I had merch.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just sort of like, it's one of those things where I am not like a fan. I'm like
that's cool.
Peers, you know?
I looked up to people too, and that's okay, little dude. It's really cool.
Oh, I'm on the soccer team, so people usually think I'm like, you know, fun. Okay. Tion, you were saying something.
I was saying,
Rufus had right. And Rufus said something.
Good.
Rufus,
what's on your backpack?
You can't call that a backpack.
What do you mean?
It's a shopping bag that you put over.
It's a bag that contains things that I'm wearing.
But you
and
put
on my
both of
sometimes.
The loops on the shopping bag around your.
What's
back?
The difference? What's wrong with it? What am I
well,
doing
there,
wrong?
It's just orders of magnitude of quality. I think is kind
it's
of the difference.
And it's probably hurting your back a lot. So the distribution of weight.
It's
I can
ripped.
See the. The little
your
plastic
spine's
parts
gonna
are
get
kind
all concave.
Of,
it's single use from that store that sells all those garments from like 400 years ago.
Yeah,
you got a bunch
cool
of stuff there, didn't you?
Store.
Well, I got this hat.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so if we get
Rufus
into
is
the
still
machine.
Wearing the 90s, so everyone's aware. Rufus is still wearing the
90s. Listen, so wait, what do we do?
I don't want to get in the machine because if I get in the machine, I'll become like a zombie.
I don't want to get in the machine either. I don't think we should get in the machine.
No. The machine doesn't make you a zombie. I think that's what the yearbook photo does. Like, I remember their flash, and then I'm here. Like, you saying
that's
that
why
stuff
everyone's posed like that.
Yeah. It's not the machine. The machine just makes you stronger.
Okay, I volunteer, Rufus.
Nice.
Interesting.
Should he have more power?
Well, I'm just thinking if...
Look, it's about drive, it's about power. And he immediately goes...
Oh, no.
And goes into the pose.
Oh, he froze again.
About. Drive
good,
about
that annoying guy froze.
It.
Thank God. Oh, we don't need this guy, do we? Oh, God.
What happened?
Wow, he's back.
Sorry, what are you saying?
Nothing.
You getting the machine?
Yeah.
I reckon I probably know how to work it. It's fine.
I'll get the machine.
Okay. I'll get in after you.
I got nothing to lose.
I'll let you two go first, and then I'll decide then.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So Rufus, you head into the machine, and
if anything happens to me, you find my friend.
Who?
Grib and Freya.
Oh yeah, Freya. I know Freya.
No, you don't know Freya.
I
find Freya in the afterlife because she's dead. But what you find the other one.
Do you have a last name for Freya?
Freya Black.
Okay, that's the same one. Person. Right? That's the same one. That has
it can't be. I watched her die.
But you the little glass level cover.
As smoke starts to billow out, you see Miguel goes over and goes, "Yeah, I probably know how to do this. This is." Anyway, presses a couple buttons. Rufus, would you mind rolling me a D8, please?
Two.
A two.
The faint rolling
sound. Unclear what's hot, good or bad, but...
Okay, Rufus, as the door opens up, you see as Rufus seems not taller, but longer.
Whoa.
And there is a sort of moment where you see Rufus's limbs kind of like, almost like retract a little bit. Rufus, you can feel this strange sensation where all of your arms and limbs feel suddenly a lot like more... their state of being is a lot more fluid. As you reach an arm out in front of you, you can feel it extend, like stretching out in front of you. You now have a 15-foot reach. You can also add a plus 2 to your dexterity score.
I'm going to throw up. I'm gonna throw up.
No, you're not gonna throw up.
Rufus doubles
take the bag
over,
off your back and puke into the bag.
As Rufus doubles over to throw up, you see his neck get really long.
Oh,
I
can see it in his neck.
I guess I could just reach my neck around.
Wait, be careful. You're gonna throw up on your ripped picture? It's a ripped up picture.
Yeah, that's right.
Rufus, this isn't even a picture of you. It's a picture that it looks like came in a frame.
Yeah, a beautiful frame.
Is it the couple that's still in the frame when you buy it?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's just ripped up. Rufus, was this a garbage bag for somebody?
It doesn't matter.
Whoever would like to, if anyone else would like to go into the machine, they are welcome to.
Gosh. Tion will step into the machine.
Okay, good.
Be careful.
Tion, if you could roll me a D8, please.
Six.
Ooh, fascinating. Okay. You feel there is a moment as, like, you get this intense feeling in your eyes. And it's like a... And you can feel suddenly, like, the blood rushing around your body. You become very aware of, like, every sinew and every muscle in your body, all your veins kind of pumping blood around you. And as the door opens up, you suddenly become... It's almost like all of the people around you, it's almost like there's, like, an extra layer of awareness that you have, and you can feel their life energy. And you have a feeling that if you were to effectively sacrifice a small amount of health from yourself... you would be able to do massive amounts of damage to other people.
Wow.
Yes.
And you can mark a permanent plus 2 to your constitution score.
I feel good. I feel powerful. I feel like I could take power from other people or from myself and kind of just push it onto others. Really, I'm feeling pretty aggro.
Wow.
It feels good.
I've never seen you like this.
Mark's like, are we going in the machine?
If that's okay with you, Mark.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. I can't wait to see what happens.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Finn, please go ahead and roll me a D8.
Four.
Four. This actually might be perfect. Finn, as this steam over you, you feel this shooting pain goes down your arms. Like it's almost insufferable. And then as the door comes open like this, you all look at Finn. As in Finn's hands, you see that his hands have now seemingly transformed into claws. You can choose however your claws want to look. These are fully detractable. They can be like in between your kind of fishy knuckles, or they could be, you can have your whole hands transformed.
All my fingers turn into butter knives.
All of your fingers turn into butter knives. Okay, you're Edward Scissorhands now.
You can choose anything you want.
You can choose anything you want.
No, I want my fingers to turn into walrus tusks.
Walrus tusks?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll say that you have walrus tusks now sticking, like two walrus tusks sticking out from in between the knuckles of your hands.
If they're detractable, can two of my fingers turn to walrus tusks?
Sure.
That I can detract and turn back into normal fingers?
Absolutely. You can track them in and then two fingers come back out of the hole. Yeah. You now have a 30-foot burrow speed. So that means you can dig into the ground at the same speed that you can walk. You also have a D10 melee damage. So you can basically use these and they do a D10 of damage.
Okay, amazing.
Oh, and your strength score increases by 2 permanently.
Amazing. Gosh. Looks like we all went into the machine. Let's go.
You going in?
Let's go.
Hey,
let's
wait a second.
Jin, you got to go in the machine.
Are we sure? Did y'all feel okay? You're not going to like melt or something.
Rufus reaches out his long hand, grab him by the lapel and pull him up to him.
No!
You're going in that damn machine.
All right, fine. I'll do it. I'm scared, but I'll do it. Jen's going to
go ahead, roll.
Hold his breath.
Take off your hat. It could change.
Oh, fuck. Throw my hat out.
Nobody told me to take off anything before I got in there with my bag on.
Three.
Can you roll me a D4, please?
Uh-oh.
Four. This is pretty sick. And definitely not going to screw me over in the campaign going forward. This will be fine. You feel something in your back begins to like shift and move, but it kind of feels like pleasurable. There's like a sensation of like almost like you're getting this like incredible massage.
Okay.
And as the door slides up, as you step out, you all look on as Jin has 2 pairs of spectral wings extending out of his back.
He's an angel.
So, wow. Jin, once per day for a minute, you now have a flying speed of 30 feet.
What?
And I'm going to go ahead and say the machine detected the aspect of Zophine within you and pulled another aspect of Zophine inside.
What?
So you now have these like gorgeous like spectral wings. There seems to be like a flow to them and it almost looks like the rushing of a river flowing through these light
Jin,
wings.
Jin, you look so gorgeous.
I feel beautiful.
Man, I'm really going to throw up.
Jin, you also, your maximum hit points
stretch your head to a
will
toilet.
Increase by 3 times your con modifier. So what's your con modifier?
1. So my health goes up by 3 points?
Your max health goes up by 3 points. And I think as you're looking around at this group of people, there is this this sensation that like all of you look like stronger and like kind of bulkier and just kind of more fit, and then Rufus looks really kind of just lean and slightly elongated.
Your hair still looks good. So.
Really good.
What do you mean my hair still looks good?
Well, hey man, at least your hair looks good. What? I flourish my wings and just kind of float a little bit.
I think we all look equally good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna start talking like this now.
Whoa!
Does that match my?
No, I like it. It's the new angelic kind of lift to your.
Your wing is in my face.
Spraying you a little bit. Sorry.
No, okay, just put it away. Maybe. Oh.
Do you think I could go in the machine? Do you think that would work?
You're very little. Does that matter?
I don't know.
Get in there.
Okay, I gotta go in the machine. Let's see what happens. Bye, guys.
Bye.
This little tiny otter gets in the machine, and then. Do you want to roll for Bookie Creep?
Okay. 1?
1.
He gets the same powers. Somebody.
No, I got 1, right?
You watch as this door comes back up and out steps the most like muscular and vascularly defined otter that you've ever seen in your life.
Oh my god.
As he gains super strength.
Good god, this guy looks like me now.
Jin looks at the stringy Rufus.
He
like,
looks as strong as me. Yeah. It's crazy.
Bookie Creep can now lift 5 times his body weight, and if he hits a creature, they have to make a dex saving throw or they will fly back 10 feet.
Okay. Whoa. That's pretty useful.
He's like, you know, like when you see pictures of like pets that are like absolutely stacked, like there's like dogs that are just like so
like a pit bull.
Like they kind of look like uncomfortable
like
how ripped they are. Hmm. It's just like the otter is just like, he's like, wow, this is kind of great. Wow. Look, can you see this?
Yeah, you are 10 pounds of otter stuff to do a 5-pound bag. Ooh, you know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
And I really want to encourage you to, you know, embrace leg day too. Not just lifting.
No, it's
immediately
true.
Immediately
starts,
like, squatting, and I think it's going to, like, walk over. And
no
just,
neck.
It's going to lift Rufus by the foot and just be like, wow, look.
Yeah, okay, put me down. Put me down right now. I will kill you.
He's like a piece of cooked spaghetti.
Hey, man. I kind of hit you with my wings a little bit.
There. Okay.
And then you hear a bing, bong, bing.
Hello there, Vice Principal Wolfgang. I can't but help but notice there's some students in the hallway. If you wouldn't mind meeting me in my office, that would be fantastic. That goes for you, too. Mr. Cutler.
Now that sucks. I really thought I was going to get away with one there.
Man, oh, you thought man. You almost got away with it?
Well, he said students.
Yeah, yeah,
did
yeah.
you hear a period and it was really an ellipsis?
Yeah, that is what happened to me.
Hello, I kind of meant now. I don't know if I meant that.
Oh my god, this guy.
Well,
geez.
Hey, maybe, you know, let's just like, as we're maybe like just cover up.
Yeah,
a little
have
bit,
everybody
so,
hide
yeah,
your
so
abilities.
I'll just sort of.
I'll contract a little so that I'm.
Oh, can I put the moo moo over my wings?
It's quite clear that I was looking through a device so I could see you in the hole. I know.
Is it
you...
that thing right there?
Don't look at that. No.
Cover
no.
it up. Cover it up.
No, it's not that. Definitely not that.
I spray paint it.
You just have spray paint on you?
Spray paint.
Right. Well, either way, you can still hear me. Get to my office now.
Okay.
Hey, if we take off.
Okay, Dad. You know what I mean?
All right, Rufus.
Sorry, I just...
He says the stuff we're
this
all
guy,
thinking.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
stacked otter is just like, yeah, okay. Why don't we go and see the old vice principal?
Hey.
Yeah? Yeah?
You gotta bring it down. Like, you're at a 10.
Yeah? I am.
And
yeah?
This kind of... this is kind of your guy. I don't know how you
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
regulate.
Hi.
Bookie Creep?
Uh-huh.
You're absolutely yoked now.
Yeah.
But,
Feel it. Feel I, it.
Hey, there's... Time and place, you know, for the strength to come out. And I think it's going to be soon. I think it is going to be soon.
It's going to be soon?
I feel good. I'm glad I got in that machine. I'm glad I made the choice to get in that machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to try multi-level marketing, sell me supplements.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Would that be good? I should get some supplements,
come on,
right?
Come on.
I got to keep this. I got to maintain
this. Let's do that like after.
I got
to
maintain
this.
Yeah, we
office.
Can talk about
okay,
that after.
Let's
I got
keep
a lot
going.
Of
principal's office, maybe.
Hey, slow down.
Bookie Creep.
Wow, he's almost as fast as me. It's crazy.
He's going way faster.
You're a puddle.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're a puddle.
Rufus still struggling to kind of like fully like get used to his limbs.
What
he's
do you
just
mean?
Sort of walking with like a, he's doing like a John Cleese kind of like really long strided walk. Just
oh
like,
God.
Here, why don't
so
you just
unnerving.
Get in the bag and we'll carry you.
Okay.
Yeah, wow, you can like string yourself up into
you
a...
You don't have to convince me twice.
Formed perfectly into the bag.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Just it's just his Rufus's face sticking out of the bag.
Hey, I don't mind riding passenger, you know?
Wait, all right, so what are we... We're going to go in there?
I mean, he's looking at us, and fine. He already knows what we did, so we might as well... We know his plan.
Yeah.
You know, so like, screw him.
But he doesn't know about Mark.
Exactly, so we yeah. have a leg up.
Hey, all look, right. if anything goes wrong in there... It's every man for himself. No. Just try to get the hell out of there. Don't do what you got to do to survive.
Okay.
I'm going to leave
Thanks.
You in the dust. Do you guys know what I'm saying?
You know what? If you have the ability to leave us in the dust, I think that that is fine
okay.
when that comes to it. Hey, guys, I got a question real quick. Should I fuse with Mark? Should I let Mark in? That way if we don't get separated or anything like
and
that?
Who's Mark?
Oh, man.
Hello.
But if you
Oh, no, not again. Someone
my
take...
long hands are slapping myself in the face.
Wait, because if you merge with Mark, Mark can't merge with the vice principal. And that's what he wants. He wants more power.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, if you feel like it feels right to you, you should do it.
And you're stronger now than you were before.
Yeah, I think I can handle it. I mean, Mark, is that okay with you?
Yes, of course. I just don't want to be invasive. You know, it's not sort of for me to make that decision. It's entirely
yours.
Well,
if I'm honest, I mean, I feel like I've been spending so much of my life where I'm like half there, if even. You know what I mean?
Mm,
so
yes.
I don't know. It might be kind of nice having somebody fill the void.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, here we go. Ready? This is going to be crazy. If you just hold the orb out in front of your head,
okay,
there, and you're going to look right. deeply into it, and I'm sort of going to, we're going to form like a bridge together, but you've kind of got to like meet me halfway. It's going to take some extreme concentration for a second, okay? You ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Ow.
This isn't comfortable for me either.
I don't like looking at this.
Oh, God.
Ow.
Woo! Okay, I think I'm in. Hello.
Ow.
And you see the orb just kind of becomes just like a clear glass ball.
Okay,
wow.
Hi. Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, this roomy in here.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
You're pretty clever. This is amazing. We're sharing a couple of thoughts now. I'm sorry. We'll get the hang of that.
No, do you think I'm clever?
I think you're pretty clever. Yes.
Really? Like
yeah.
smart?
Yeah, so smart.
Like book smart?
No.
Okay.
No, I think just in lots of other ways, you know? Lots of other ways. You can now add an extra D6 to your sneak attack. As the powers of death in transition add to your already fantastical and phantom-like powers.
May I? Since we have this empty orb now, and we don't know if the Rites Principal knows about orbs, I'd like to cast Dancing Lights on the orb to make it look like it's got the demon thing.
You got a little fake out.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Roll me a deception check with advantage, Rashawn. I love this.
Certainly. Ooh, 2 17s.
2 17s.
Plus 4.
Okay. With the 21, yeah, you managed to, like, through the Dancing Lights spell, you managed to recreate pretty quickly the same kind of swirling, similar kind of pattern. Are you going to kind of, like, have it out with you, or are you going to, are you going to put it in a bag? What's the deal?
I'll keep it in my, I have my bass clarinet with me, so I put it in the case.
You put it in the case, perfect. Okay. Is there anything anyone else would like to do before you enter Vice Principal Wolfgang's office?
I'm going to just kind of channel Zophine and try to see if I can, like, communicate with her in a way that's like, please make this broken pool skimmer into something worth fighting with. And I'm going to cast a magic weapon.
Nice. On it.
So now it's magic weapon.
Very, very cool. I think as you reach out towards Zophine, you feel kind of like naturally your wings close around you. Your kind of body like shimmers for a minute, and you watch as around the outside of this pool skimmer, this like swirling vortex of water surrounds it, and it looks like this really ornate glaive made out of pure water with this pool skimmer kind of like in the middle. Like kind of
I want something like that. I should get something like that. And sort of this is sort of aspirational.
You look like official. Like day one, you looked a mess. Right now, you look really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is pretty awesome. You're doing some pretty challenging stuff.
Like, when we first saw you, we were like, oh my God, we're so sorry. We don't have to talk about
that. Yeah, like you felt kind of sorry for him.
We felt so sad.
That was today. That was today.
That was like an hour and a half ago, maybe.
Okay, well, let's get going, I guess.
It's a glow up. It's a glow up. Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Just knock on the door.
Yeah.
Come in. You have been listening to Arc 9 of the Rotating Heroes podcast, Tomorrow's Heroes. Your GM was me, Jasper William Cartwright, and it starred Zach Oyama as Jin, Vic Michaelis as Finn Fude, Rashawn Scott as Tion Reesh, and, as of this episode, Devin Field as Rufus Cutler. If you've enjoyed this, please don't forget to leave us a review on whatever app you are using. It really helps us find new rotators and bring them into the family. And don't forget, if you want more Rotating Heroes goodness in your life, we have an amazing Patreon with all the goodies, including off-leash episodes, ad-free episodes, ArcBox, where we discuss the episodes, artwork drops, you name it. It's all over on the Patreon. So go ahead and check it out. Thank you so much. We will see you next week. Arrgh!